Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 870 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Q. Thanksgiving Day. A. No, sir. He wasn't working in the office on Thanksgiving. Q. The next time, was there any ladies working on the fourth floor? A. I don't remember. Q. You don't remember whether there was or not? A. No, sir. Q. You can't remember that? A. No, sir. Q. They might have been. A. I didn't see none of them there. Q. You didn't see them? A. No, sir. Q. You only saw them working there one day? A. I saw them working there the second evening. Q. On the fourth floor. A. Did you say anything about, do they know you told about watching for Frank at that time? You think you told that at that time? A. I don't know where I told them at that very time. Q. Didn't you say that you did? A. No, sir. Q. That's your opinion that you did? A. I ain't got no opinion about it. Q. Well, that's your best recollection that you did? A. No, sir, it's not my best recollection. Q. Well, what is your best recollection that you didn't then? A. What do you mean by that? Q. Did you or did you not? A. I don't know, sir. I'm telling you the truth. Q. Well, he had already had that signal about stamping and whistling a long time. What did he give it to you over again for? A. He told me that Thanksgiving, but didn't do it until I set them on the box. Q. Didn't you say he always gave you that signal? A. No, sir, I didn't say he always gave that signal. Q. Gave it to you Thanksgiving? A. Yes, sir. Q. And repeated it to you that day again? A. Yes, sir. The witness Conley was examined by the solicitor, who brought out the direct questions and answers supra, and was then cross-examined by the defendant when counsel brought out the cross questions and answers supra. Thereafter, and while the witness Conley was still on the stand, defendant's counsel moved to rule out, exclude, and withdraw from the jury each and all of said questions and answers upon the grounds stated at the time said motion was made that said questions and answers were irrelevant, immaterial, prejudicial, and dealt with other matters and things irrelevant and disconnected with the issues in the case. The court denied this motion in writing, making in so doing the following order. 50.